Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. I suppose Excellent. The first thing we should really say is welcome back.
Absolutely, yes.
The 30th anniversary, which I can't believe, of Simply Red. And I say that because, you know, I think back to the early songs, you know, from the Picture Book album, and they still sound so fresh and so brilliant today as they did 1985. Can you believe it yourself?
Well, it seems like an awfully long time, that's for sure. 30 years. I always thought I would have a long-term career. I didn't know I'd be at this level, you know, but I just knew this was my profession. This is what I really wanted to do. So I could have been singing on cruise ships, and I think I still would have done this.
And that's the reason for the comeback, really, isn't it? Because the 30th anniversary's come round, and you've thought, well, let's do something. Let's not let this pass.
Well, it's exactly. It's all about the number. The reason I agreed to do it is because the next one that would be justified would be the 40th. And that seemed an awful... 2025 seems a long way away.
Yep.
And the more I thought about it, I initially said no. And then the more I thought about it, I just thought, you know, it'd be a pretty miserable guy who wouldn't celebrate 30th anniversary, especially in what is considered by so many people as such a fickle kind of business, you know. So to still be here and be lucid and be sane, well, almost, it's totally worthwhile.
And you must feel, you know, a sense of pride that there is a demand for, you know, new Simply Red material, and there is a love for the band, that this anniversary, you know, should be marked.
Well, exactly, yeah, well put. And it's because of that that again was another reason that made me say yes. You know, we look now with, you know, I mean, 10 years ago, social media, I don't think was even a phrase
yeah.
that was used. So we've changed so much, and we'd noted that, you know, we've got our own Simply Red channel on YouTube and our Facebook page, and there's an enormous amount of activity. You know, I think on YouTube, there's over 250 million hits on Simply Red material, at least. And you just think, well, you know, there's an audience out there that's probably never even seen Simply Red. And there were just so many reasons why I thought it was a good idea to do this. And I'm really glad that I agreed to do it.
Well, the new album is out now, and it's called Big Love, which is your first collection, Mick, of original songs for, well, nearly 20 years.
Yeah, and it all happened sort of by accident, really. I wasn't planning to do this. Even after I'd agreed to do the 30th anniversary, I just figured, well, you know, I'll go out there and play the hits, you know. But then I started thinking, well, you know, what would Simply Red sound like in 2015? And what is it people like about Simply Red? And as I was thinking those things, I thought to myself, well, the record company, they're going to want to release another greatest hits. And I thought, well, at least I should give the fans one or two new songs. I'll try my hand at writing a couple of songs. And the first song I wrote was Big Love. And then I can't remember what the second one was. I didn't think that would be a lead-off single. And when I got to the third song, I suddenly thought to myself, well, hey, you know, why don't you take on the challenge and try and write a whole album? Because the last time I did that was the Life album in 1994, was it? I can't remember, somewhere around there. And so I hadn't done that in a while. And I took it on. And inevitably, the inspiration is like family life, because the songs were written in that environment, at home and surrounded by my daughter and my dog and my wife and family life.
Because that's really been your focus for the last few years, hasn't it? I know you've had a couple of solo projects in between the last Simply Red album, which was 2007, but, you know, you've become very much a family man, and that's obviously been an inspiration for you to put pen to paper again.
Well, that was also the inspiration to end Simply Red in the first place, mm-hmm. you know, because probably because of the kind of, as it says in the song, the years of devotion that my dad gave to me, I think put me on some kind of autopilot that when my daughter was born, I was very keen to make sure that I was around on a daily basis for her, you know, and I managed to do that.
Were you, in many ways, trying to emulate the relationship that you had with your own father? Because I know that you know, he essentially brought you up, and the relationship that you had together was very special.
Well, you know, in a way, it was. The certainly the devotion aspect to it, but the dynamic is very different for my daughter, because obviously we're happily married, and so she has a mom and a dad, and a dog that I always wanted when I was a kid, and I never had that kind of family environment. You know, there was only me and my dad. There was no mother, no grandparents, and no brothers and sisters. It was just, for the first 18 years of my life, was me and my dad. So the dynamic is so different compared to normal family life, you know, and that's been an enormous kind of learning process for me over the last 7 to 10 years, is learning how to understand what family is, because I just didn't even know what it was.
Do you think she may follow in Dad's footsteps in years to come?
She might do. We're not restrictive in any way. I'm not going to kind of push her to do it. At the moment, when we ask her what she wants to be, she says she wants to be a scientist.
Wow.
So good luck with that. I was rubbish at science at school, so I hope she does better than I did.
Fingers crossed. Now, the lead single from the album Big Love is Shine On, which we've been playing for the last month or so. And it really, you know, a lot of times with new songs, they take a few listens, but Shine On really cut through. And to me, it's very much Simply Red back to where they should be sounding.
Well, as I said earlier, that was the plot, really. That was like, what is it people like about Simply Red? What would Simply Red sound like in 2015? And that's the result, you know. And also, it means quite a lot to me because the lyric, even though it's very simple, the message, it's really about looking into the eyes of a child and how they're sort of shiny and optimistic and they've got the whole world ahead of them and how, you know, they make you feel young around them. And it's just the whole aspect of it is seen somehow inspired by my daughter's kind of shiny eyes.
And you'll have that kind of almost childlike enthusiasm, I'm sure, but, you know, being back in the studio recording and writing, and then, you know, later on in the year, you're back touring the album on the road again, which I'm sure you're looking forward to.
Well, you know, the main focus of the tour is not this album. The focus is the 30 years. Mm-hmm. So the album and the reaction from the public will determine later on what we do. This tour, I don't know what that means even, but what we're planning to do with this tour is we're going to be performing all the biggest hits, and I might do one or two songs from this album, but the main focus is celebrating the 30 years.
Now, it must be a few years since you were last in Scotland. I know you've got two dates coming up, Hydro in Glasgow on December the 6th and then the following night in Aberdeen at the AECC on the 7th. And everybody loves just the wonderful audiences that we have here.
Well, they've always been a very enthusiastic audience. I remember early on in our career, we did a show at a place called Barrowlands.
Yes.
I don't know if that still exists.
It's still there and still gets renowned for having one of the best atmospheres, actually, of any venue.
That was one of the craziest, funnest audiences I can ever remember. The only other place that came close to competing with it was Belfast. And, you know, it's ironic that my DNA lies within those two areas. You know, I found out my father, not being the great communicator, you know, that generation are not known for showing their emotions. I remember at my 40th birthday, my dad sat around the dinner table and he says, "Oh, aye," he says, "of course your grandma was Scots." And I go, "What?" He said, "Yeah, your grandma, she was from Scotland." And I said, "Dad, I'm 40 years old and you tell me now that my grandmother was Scots. How is this possible?" He says, "Oh, you don't want to worry about stuff like that. It's all a load of bloody rubbish where you're from anyway." So I never even knew that I had these kind of roots, and my grandfather was Irish. So, you know, I'm a full-blown kind of Celt, you know. They were brought up in Cumbria, and I never knew, you know. And I remember mentioning this once. I'll do a bit of name-dropping here now. I said this once to Bono, and he said, "Well, take a look at yourself. You know, what do you think you look like?" You know, and I thought, well, yeah, I guess the penny dropped, yeah. You know.
So you can attribute any raucousness in your character to them then?
Well, I sure can. Yeah, yeah.
So back out on the road, and then what happens beyond that? You know, are there going to be more Simply Red projects, or do you go back to being the family man again, or do we just take it as it comes?
Well, if you follow it logically through, then the next one will be our 40th.
Of course.
So I don't know where we will be in 2025, but I don't really see any. There won't be any band celebrations in terms of like beginning. So I don't see how I would do another Simply Red album for another 10 years, really. I can't, because I mean, this one was an accident.
Yes.
You know, I don't, you know, so I've not got any plans. I mean, look, never say never, but I don't have any plans to make another record because I didn't even have any plans to make this one.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're glad that you have. The sound, as I say, is very much back to what I think is authentic Simply Red from the early days. Big Love is out now. Mick, thank you for joining us. Just let me touch briefly on your little recent purchase at auction, David Beckham's football boots.
Well, I must, you know, let me just make this clear. This is not recent. I must have done this about 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was before. It was when David was still playing for England.
Uh-huh.
And I think they were off to the World Cup, and he held a big charity event at his house. I think that was Beckingham Palace, I think they called
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's
the time,
right.
Didn't they? And it was when George Best was still alive, so you can imagine how long ago it was.
Wow.
And I was sat next to Gary Lineker, actually, you probably remember, and I entered a bidding war, a drunken, champagne-fueled bidding war, it has to be said, with Jamie Oliver. And when we got to 20 grand, I thought, well, come on, you know, that's £20,000 to charity. That's great. But can we stop now, please? You know, that was a bit too much. But I'm glad it all went to charity and it was all for a good cause.
All for a good cause. Looking back at United season, do you feel it's disappointment or is Champions League qualification kind of a realistic expectation?
Well, I'm happy to be there. You know, the difficulty any manager faced is following the greatest manager that's ever lived.
Of course.
I mean, how do you do that? You know, you're very lucky that he's a Scot. He's a true Scot as well. And
yeah.
How do you follow that, really? Hard for anybody. And I think Lewis is doing quite a good job. But we'll need some hardware next year, that's for sure.
Onwards and upwards, I'm sure. Mick, great to chat to you today. Continued success with the album, and we look forward to seeing you on the road again later in the year. And once again, those two Scottish dates to see 30 years of Simply Red, all the greatest hits, the Hydro on the 6th of December in Glasgow, and the following night, Aberdeen's AECC, that is the 7th. Continued success then with the album, Mick, and we look forward to speaking to you again, if not before, certainly for Simply Red's 40th anniversary.
Thanks so much. I know you were thrown in at the last minute, but you did a great job.
Enjoyed it, Mick. Great to chat to you.
Take care.
All the best. Bye. Bye-bye.